SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy hour. We'll start to get into the bracket, all the matchups, who me and Joe like, etc., etc. We will do all of that here. And more. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of Now College Basketball. That's Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it. This is my time of the year. I'm ready to take it over. I'm ready to take over both fall and spring now. That's it. I put my mind to it. I'm taking over fall and spring. All right? I had you covered last year with the Miami Heat and Florida Panthers. I'm going to have some sizzle plays for March Madness. I feel very confident. I've looked at the board. I have some blue-collar teams that embody what I'm all about. They embody the Lisi work ethic. That's it. They embody it.
They're blue-collar is what you're saying.
Blue-collar. Little body English. Little body English.
Blue-collar.
I like teams that can run it. I like teams that could slow it down, and I love teams that could crash the boards.
Well, that's a good thing. We like blue collar, Joe. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here as we have a bracket. We have the matchups, and we are ready to go for the NCAA tournament. Joe, just, you know, kind of all in all, and Mike Carver, of course, Joe Lisi here. Matthias Berbel hit Berbel. Actually, before we go, Matthias, you hit the main event on Saturday night or no? On the UFC, on that card that nobody watched. Did you hit the main event? That's all that matters.
Oh no, absolutely not. We destroyed it in a bad way, Carver. Tuivasa got lit. He sucked. I'm done with him. Never again. He had Taco Bell in the dressing room before the fight even started. It was a mess.
Yeah, that ain't good to hear. That's not what you want to hear when you hear that. All right, well, that's one way to start the hour.
Before the fight starts. Come on, man.
That's one way to start the hour, Joe, with bad news about the Matthias' UFC card on Saturday. So he had an awful Saturday night. I had a miserable Sunday with the golf, Joe. I mean, miserable. I had everybody except Scottie Scheffler. I mean, everybody really? That was in the mix. And then this clown, Scheffler, who, listen, he's outstanding. He's great. He's all that stuff. Walked around for 2 days, rubbing his neck, acting like he was hurt, and then goes and shoots 8-under on Sunday and blows by everybody.
But that's your guy. You like Scheffler.
Yeah, but you can't bet him, Joe. He's 5-1 every week. You can't bet him.
He's not giving you any juice.
We had everyone else. We had Wyndham Clark. We had Harmon at this stupid 150-1 number. We had
Harmon.
The X-Man who we can't stand because I
Ronnie
thought it was
Harmon,
just going to be the three
the,
of them.
The former Charger?
It was an awful Sunday at the Players' Championship. The absolute worst possible
outcome. How did my guys do?
Didn't even make the cut. None of them.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was a bad scene. So, Joe, let's get to what matters.
We had all that golf breakdown last week and all this stuff.
All the golf breakdown, we got nowhere with it. We had Wyndham Clark miss that putt on 18.
We had all that big golf breakdown on the show with you.
All right, let's be careful here. Let's not go that far. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. That's not necessary.
I'm just saying, we did.
I know we did. Let's get to what matters, Joe. And that
what is let's
we have,
make some money. That's what matters.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have reached.
So unless you're putting green in my pocket, I don't want to know you. Come on.
It's tournament time, baby. We have the NCAA tournament. We got the field. We kind of spent some time already talking about all the nonsense around it. It is what it is for these teams that didn't get in. I don't care. Now it's time to talk about the teams that did actually make it, Joe. And all in all, you know, UConn clearly, Joe, is the strongest team going into this thing.
Yes.
The way that they finished the season, I mean, winning the Big East tournament, doing it, all these other teams didn't. Houston got smoked in the Big 12 title game. Purdue lost to Wisconsin. Arizona lost in their tournament. North Carolina lost to NC State. Tennessee lost in the SEC. UConn's the one team that's actually coming in, you know, out of all these top teams, like, with a win after winning their conference tournament. And they won the national championship last year.
They're the defending national
champs. Are they on a level by themselves right now, Joe?
Well, I think they were last year, weren't they?
No, I mean, they were a four seed last year. I mean, they were not a heavy favorite.
No, but they were one team that just dominated every game they played. From the
on their way to the title, yes.
They were untouchable. They started to pull away from everybody. And it was like, are they for real? Are they? And once they played San Diego State, you're like, holy cow, you know, they're the most complete team in the country. You know, you didn't buy it as they were marching up because they were a four seed and they weren't thought of. I remember last year, Carver, and we were betting them. I was betting them. You know, there was a four-game run where they lost to every team they played out of conference. They were ranked throughout the middle part of the season and lost four straight. And I was like, they're dead and buried to me. And that's the reason why when they entered the tournament, I said I can't back them because of that midseason run where they lost to everybody as a favorite, a dog. They were shooting 20%. Ham.
Ham.
I hated Hurley. I wanted to knock him out last year.
He's something else to watch on that sideline. I mean, he goes bonkers over there. Bonkers.
I like that, though. I like that.
He's
a guy after my own heart. I mean, I think I would be like that a little bit. I might even, you know, might have to hold back throwing a chair a la Bobby Knight. You know, I can't do that in today's game. I'm just saying. Get agitated, especially with the calls from the refs. I mean, these ticky-tack calls 1 minute, and then all of a sudden the guy gets mugged. No whistle. Guys in a body cast, no whistle.
Either way, Joe, when you looked at this bracket, I have been saying to you for weeks that I thought last year was like a little bit of a changing of the guard. Like I felt like the days of like three or four number ones making the Final Four was going to be over. I think you're going to see more and more of what you saw last year, and that is fours and fives, and you had an eight or nine, whatever FAU was, and you had, what was San Diego State? They were, I think, on the five line too last year.
They were an eight or 12.
No. They were a five or a six, somewhere in that area. But either way, not having.
Yeah,
there's not. We'll pick this up when we come back. But the margin of error now, Joe, between a one and a four or a five, it's very slim now when you get into this tournament. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi along the way. All right, Joe. Let's. I want to go through this with you first, and then I'll give you some lines and stuff for each game, and that is each region. If you've looked at, you know, somebody that maybe you wanna go after in terms of to winning the region. Now, did you find these yet? I showed you where they were. Region.
No, they don't have. Yeah, but you got
to
do
that.
That is to make
the Final Four. That is to make the Final Four.
I know, but I was looking for the Final Four tab. They had Sweet 16, Elite 8. They used to have a Final Four tab. Now they just made them the regions.
Right. So that's technically their Final Four tab,
right,
like you said.
I don't like that. I wish they would have just had it.
I'm sorry, Joe. In this East region, let me start there since Connecticut is the one. They're plus 110 to make the Final Four. out of this. You have Iowa State, who absolutely mauled Houston on Saturday, beat them by 30. You have Auburn, who won the SEC. You have Illinois, who won the Big Ten. You have BYU in here as well, who we know the deal with them, Joe. If they're making threes, they could beat anybody.
Yeah, they're like Creighton.
They're like Creighton. You have San Diego State here. So interesting. You have three of the four teams from last year's Final Four in this region, with Connecticut, San Diego State, and Florida Atlantic all being here. You have Drake very sneaky down there as the 10. Is there anyone you think, aside from UConn, that can actually get out of this bracket?
Region? In the UConn region, right?
Yes, the East, UConn.
Yeah, I have, just looking now who I took. I took Illinois, 8-1. I like them. I like Illinois. I think they're a little bit under the radar. I know that they've failed to live up to expectations the last few years, but I can't back Bruce Pearl. And it, you know, I saw them win the SEC, emotional, and I love Bruce Pearl as a coach. But the one thing that I can't back them in is they are an inconsistent road team. They really are, and I can't do that in the tournament. I'd much rather take a shot at 8-1 on Illinois. I like the way they play. They're battle-tested. I know they have failed to step up in some elite games, but they showed me a little something down the stretch. I like them. 8-1, I think they have good value, and that's my pick ultimately to win it. If you want a dark horse outside of that, really don't like the region. I would take a shot on FAU because they won it last year, but outside of that, I can't look at it. It's UConn, Illinois for me. Outside of that, the only one I would think about sprinkling is FAU, Carver. And it's not a lot.
I think FAU is going to lose to Northwestern.
It's possible. It's possible.
We've seen enough of FAU this year. That's not the same team that went to the final. And remember something about FAU last year. As great as the run was, they got themselves, you know, and you need this to get to the Final Four, Joe. You need some luck. And Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue was luck for them, because then they got to play Fairleigh Dickinson in the second round as opposed to Purdue. And you get, you know, you need breaks like that. But I don't think they'll get that this year in that same 8-9 game with, you know, missing Connecticut in the second round. So I think that that's a very tall order for them. This is the one region, Joe, where I don't know if I want to go after the one. I think that UConn is that good.
Well, because it's UConn, because of how good they are. I agree. That's why.
If I had to,
go ahead.
I'd do it with BYU.
See, I like that pick because I've been on BYU in certain instances, and the one game that I could go back to that really showed me something is when they beat Baylor at home. But again, that was at home. They struggled in some road matchups in the Big 12. Who'd they lose to? I think it was Kansas. They got ran out of the gym.
Yeah, they beat Kansas in Lawrence.
Who ran them out of the gym? It was after the Kansas game. They got run out. I had them that night. They lost by like 15.
I'd have to look.
No,
might have been Iowa State, right?
Was it Kansas State. Kansas State.
That's right. That's right.
Beat them by 15. They were actually laying on the road, and that game is sort of where they started to hit the skids a little bit. Kansas State exposed them. They're not a very good road team. And again, I hate, and I'm not denying they don't have value. The problem with them in Creighton, right, is if they're on, they can beat anybody. If they're off, they're dead to rights. Like, if they're not hitting threes, they're getting run out of the gym. And I'd much rather take a team like Marquette or Virginia, this blue-collar team that maybe isn't elite shooting, but I know that if they could crash the boards and they could work a half-court game, they're somehow they grind themselves in it. BYU and Creighton, you have to pray that they're on for like five straight games, and I don't know if I could do that.
Oh, no, you're rolling the dice. I mean, you're living, like you said, you're living by the three, you're dying by the three in a spot like that. There's no doubt. So,
don't you feel like Illinois is a little bit more blue-collar than BYU? Like, I know they're $7 cheaper.
I will never take a Big Ten team to go to the Final Four.
I know you won't, but...
Ever. I have rules here when I'm
back. I know. I really don't like this bracket. Out of all the brackets, this is the one.
I gave you this one first because I thought this is the one that I wouldn't want to go after the one the most. Isn't this one. But I think that Drake can win some games. Just so you know, I think Drake can win some games. I think BYU can win some games.
See, I think San Diego State can, too, at 21-1. I just don't know if they have the same team that they had last year to potentially get there, or at least get to the Elite Eight with UConn.
Right.
And yeah, you know that they don't match up well with them already.
No, they don't.
So you
let me go to the West, Joe, where North Carolina is the one, but yet they're not the favorite to go to the Final Four. Arizona is at plus 230, who always loses in a big spot, by the way.
Yeah.
Arizona always loses in a big spot.
I'm with you. So my money on this bracket, and it's only because they got the four seed, is Alabama. And I know it's Alabama, and I know it's Nate Oates. But the reason why I like Bama, again, a team that really didn't bounce into form, but they can score. And they don't live and die as much on the three as Creighton or BYU. They can run up tempo. They can play a little bit half court. They're a little battle tested. They're athletic. They crash the boards. If they have to score 90, they can. If you get them into a lower scoring game, they're okay with that as well because they're athletic. Don't love Oates, but you want to give me the four seed with them at 7-1. I like them better than Baylor and anybody else there. Could Dayton win some games? Possibly, but I don't think they have enough to win it all. So that's why I like Bama in that. In terms of, I can't bet Arizona. I was on them last year. Maybe this is their year, but they're dead to rights to me. I hate them.
I kind of like. I love Grand Canyon, by the way.
Do you?
You know how much I love that Antelope team. I hate their draw, but I like Grand Canyon a lot. I'm going to pick them to beat St. Mary's. I might even pick them to win another game after that, even if it is against Alabama. So I do really like that Grand Canyon team. I like Grand Canyon Charleston. I wish that they were matched up at different teams in different places. But also in terms of going after them, see, Alabama scares me, Joe. Like they play no D whatsoever.
I know, but that's
zero
but that's
D.
What I'm saying,
and,
though. But
that's,
they can... I know, but they can score, and any time you get a and they could score,
you know,
without scoring threes. That's why I like them.
Mississippi State is a little bit of like a junkyard dog type of team, Joe.
I think they could bow out round one.
I'm not taking Big Ten teams, so I won't. I'm not. We'll go. That's gonna be the first game we do on Thursday. So
all right.
But all right, we'll come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, quickly, because I want to start looking at some of these spreads. South, Houston's clearly the favorite at plus 140. Marquette, Duke, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Florida, Texas Tech, Nebraska. This is this region, Joe, where I'm definitely taking a couple deep shots. I'm already got some Florida stake, and I'll take a little more here at 15-1. Texas Tech at 15-1. Now, they're both on the same side of the bracket. I get that, but I think that both can go far. I think that there's potential at the top. You know, I know a lot of people are calling for James Madison to kind of be the darling of this tournament. You know, and I don't think I'd take him to go to the Final Four, though. It's probably asking a little too much. But I think there's a lot of potential in this one, Joe, especially if you think that Houston can get picked off.
Now, this is incredible because this is the one where I actually believe it's one of the top four teams. So I actually took Marquette as the group. I'm with you on Houston. I think they might have punched themselves out, believe it or not, too soon. I know they dominated the Big 12. They lost in terms of the conference championship. But again, now it's like, you know, it's almost like Atlanta in baseball, right? You're playing at such a high level and so good for so long that now you have to kick it up even higher because it's the playoffs and it's the tournament. And I'm not so sure Houston could do that. And that sounds crazy, right? They've been here before. They've been a one seed. They failed to step up. They've made it to an Elite Eight, right? They had that run but could never get over the top, right, and lost to Villanova. I just believe that they expended a lot playing in the Big 12. Like, that, they took that on, and they showcased they deserved to play with the big boys in the conference. But now I believe they get clipped. I'm just like you. I think they punched themselves out too soon. I know they could play D. I know they could score. But give me Marquette. I think they're a little bit more blue-collar. Marquette, I was on last year, and they didn't step up. But I'm willing to take a shot at 550 when you see the drop-off, $4 almost more. Give me Marquette for a two seed. I like that value.
Yeah, I'm going after them in the bottom because I like Florida a lot, and I like
Florida a lot too. But
there.
I don't like who Florida plays after if they win matchup one.
Well, they play Marquette if they win matchup one, which is why you don't want them. I understand
right.
that. That's very true. And finally, the Midwest.
I should play both actually because
I mean, why not? You could do that if you so choose. For the Midwest. Purdue's plus 165, Tennessee's plus 360, Creighton's plus 480, then Gonzaga 10-1, Kansas 12-1, Texas 18, TCU 25.
Can I just say something about this bracket? This is probably the most wide open bracket, believe it or not, because you could make an argument for, honestly, maybe the first six teams, and I'm shocked that Texas is at 18-1 because of how they've blown leads each and every game in the Big 12 this year. They could play with anybody for one half. What he does in terms of halftime adjustments is absolutely pathetic. And you know that these games are going to be tight and it's going to come down to coaching. My heart wants to take Texas, but I can't do it. I'd rather take TCU and the Skunk.
Yeah, and I guess you have to think, can the Skunk beat Purdue in the second round if they got through?
Is he a better coach than Painter? I think he is.
Well, obviously, the one thing you worry about when you're trying to pick Purdue is off. What kind of, I think a lot of people say, what kind of size do you need to have? I've watched in the last 2 years, I've watched Fairleigh Dickinson and St. Peter's beat them. Two teams from absolute nowhere kind that have no size whatsoever have beaten
because
them.
He got out-coached.
So I'm not worried about size per se because I've just watched in the last 2 years small mid-major conferences, their champions go in and win. So I'm not worried about that at all. Not worried.
I don't like Purdue. I don't like Tennessee. They're gutless. Rick Barnes on a neutral or a road spot is absolutely gutless. So, again, they're both glass houses to me. You know, Purdue and Tennessee are not getting my money. Creighton, yes. Can you make the argument? Deserving. But, again, I cannot back a team where they could go hot for two games, and then once they get the Sweet 16, they're dead to rights because they had the weak layoff. I just can't do it. I can't do that. So for me, it's Kansas, Gonzaga, 10-1. If Kansas wasn't as banged up, I'd like to take them. I might still have to sprinkle, and TCU. Those are the three teams that would get my money. And this is probably, in my estimation, the most wide open bracket out of all the final, all four of them. This is the one where it wouldn't shock me who comes out.
Yeah, I think all of them except UConn, Joe, have a chance for some fun.
Can we take a shot on Utah State? Do you like their run? We've been on them this year.
We've been on them, but they would have to play beat TCU in the first game, right?
Right. But I'm just saying, if you want to sprinkle, I mean, if you want to take a shot and say, okay, here's the thing. Utah State gets there. You're killing the ticket, right? So you could afford to bet all four of these. Like for me, let's just say it's $100, right? You bet $100 on Gonzaga, Kansas, TCU, and Utah State. Any one of those come in, you're cleaning up, right? You're plus $600 at the very least.
Right.
$700, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta kind of adjust as you go, Joe. You gotta bob and weave.
But I think that like I'm willing to take a shot that way on this bracket as opposed to any of the other three.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you, Joe. Let's go, baby.
What's the next region?
Well, we did all four of them already.
So I did.
Because I kind of
one more.
I just did like a quick overview, and now I want to get into more game by game.
Come on, let's get into the schematics.
The schematics of it all. Yeah, well, we actually have two games coming up here on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
so
I
that's
know.
The first
and I love
four
one of them outright.
You love one of them. Let's get the 16 one out of the way because you probably don't like that as much. You know that I love Wagner.
That's
with
my
what
best
they did
bet
in the NEC. And they're catching 3.5 against Howard.
Give me them
it's 128.5. Now,
outright.
I can't play it. You can.
I can. Plus the 136. Outright. Blue collar. Statagene in the house.
Statagene in the house. I figured you would. So I thought you'd be going to the other game for your
sizzle
play. But you went to the Wagner-Howard game for the sizzle play, huh?
The Statagene special. Hey, where we going, Gargiulios? Let's go.
I like that.
What do you want to do?
Nice job, Joe.
Can we get to 128.5? Can we get it over? I know they play on this.
I told you, don't even try that with Wagner. That's I told you, don't even
can we
waste
get
your
it?
Time. I wouldn't try it.
Let me tell you something.
I would not be wanting to go after.
I'll just say this. You know how I like, my heart says Virginia, right?
Right.
You know why I don't like Virginia in regards to this game?
If you which, by the way, they're catching 2.5 against Colorado State.
Which
that's
is,
the second game in Dayton, of course.
Which is a complete Fugazi number. You know how I know not to bet this game? Because Virginia, if you look at them, in regards to how they're priced in the Sweet 16 market, right?
Right.
Or the Elite Eight, they're like 25-1. Let me just make sure of that.
Right.
Virginia, to make the Elite Eight, is 25-1. To make the Sweet 16, right, because they're brand recognition, right?
Right.
15-1. 15-1, they're playing Colorado State. I'm just saying, that is a huge number for Virginia.
Well, they got to win three games to get there as opposed to
yeah,
two.
I know, but it's Virginia, Carver. It's Virginia.
What does that
you know,
mean?
That it's like Michigan State. Here, Michigan State to make the Sweet 16 plus 290.
Yeah, well, which, by the way, is kind of, who's, yeah.
They're playing South Carolina. Miss State.
Miss State, but then they got to play the one right after that, so.
Yeah, but why are they only plus 290?
Yeah, that's.
Shouldn't they be 15-1?
Well, like I said, they got to win a third game here.
I understand, but it's but you, any in regular season is Virginia better than Colorado Colorado State? Colorado, they are. You know,
I'm not
on
so
a neutral
sure about
four.
That.
Well, Mountain West, Tony Bennett, we know, but come on. Maybe because NC
they're on
State,
a neutral
but,
floor
know,
here, and Colorado State's 2.5-point favorite.
I understand, but if this is mid-February, I believe Virginia's at least favorite in this game.
Here's the one thing that I'll say about, and they put all these Mountain West teams in, six of them, right, Joe?
Right.
Here's the one thing. Aside from San Diego State last year, They never perform in the tournament.
Right.
I mean, and this is every year, Joe.
Right.
For years and years. Even these years where they get multiple, three, four, five teams in a tournament, they all get whitewashed in the first round, almost always. San Diego State last year was the outlier, them going to the Final Four in the championship game. So I think there's something there to playing against some of these Mountain West teams early here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Yeah. All right, Joe.
Let's make some money, Carver.
Right,
are we
so
both on
I'm
Wagner?
On, yeah, well, I can't play
you can't
it.
You can't bet
I would,
it, but you
I
like
would
it.
Be on, I would be on Wagner if I could.
All right, okay.
I would absolutely be on them if I could play them. I'm on Colorado State against Virginia. As I said all that about the Mountain West, I'm taking Colorado State. I just think the Virginia team's gutless, Joe. They're just gutless.
All right. I'm going to take a wait and see. I'm going to bet that game from an in-game perspective. I think we can get the over there. So that, I think that total is a little light, too. So we'll see how that plays.
120.5 for Virginia and Colorado State. So I'm seeing 55% of the money on Colorado State, 52% of the bet. So it's pretty even, at least according to their numbers, Joe. We'll spend a lot of time tomorrow on Wednesday's games, but Colorado and Boise State is the other first four game on Wednesday night with Colorado minus 2.5. So there you go, another Mountain West team in this thing, Joe, with Boise there.
Yeah, see, I think Boise could beat Colorado. Again, I think, and I agree with you, and the reason why I like San Diego State so much is because they were the last team standing, and everybody was going against the mindset about betting against, you know, Mountain West teams, and they had Alabama, and that's when I really jumped on them. I took the 8.5, they won outright. I think now the Mountain West does, you know, make a little bit of a run. So I think this... I like Boise here. I like Boise in this matchup. I think they match up against Colorado, so I'm willing to take them. I'm willing to take a shot with Boise here, more so than Colorado State. But I agree with you with the Rams. But give me Boise as well.
You know, I like the under in that game.
140.5.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tight game.
You know what kills me, though? These games, like, you know, like the Alabama game when we were betting all those unders. It's like you can have a great first half.
You see what the Alabama number is for this game?
Yeah, 172.
172.5.
Can't take it. I want to take the under so bad, but they might get 100 themselves. Anyway, I like Boise. You want to take the under, I'll back it with you. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Well, we got another day for that.
I lean to the unders in these games.
We could do that one tomorrow, so that's a good thing.
All right, good.
So we can get into that one a little bit more. All right, let's do some of these ones on Thursday. You mentioned Michigan State. They're the first game on Thursday against Mississippi State. And it's minus 1.5. I love the under.
Love
the under.
This is an Izzo game.
Nah, I'm done with
this.
You guys, all love praying at the church of Izzo. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it.
Hey, Squingy, what do you want? Some modern hot, Tommy? I'm willing to take
it.
See, again, this is two blue-collar teams, so they negate each other, right? You got to give the coaching advantage to Izzo, and they do step up tournament time. Even when he has his worst teams, they somehow make it to the Sweet 16. So minus 1.5, I know you don't like the Big Ten, but I'll take a shot. I don't love it, but I'm willing to take I'm praying at the church of Izzo.
I like this for an under, Joe. I just feel like... first game of the tournament. It's an 8-9 game. There's going to be a lot of feeling out. Mississippi State's a bit of a junkyard dog team, like I said to you before.
Yeah.
This game's got a, like, a 61-59 type of final written all over it.
Well,
and that's why I'm going to take
further,
the under.
Baby. Let's take under first half, 60.5.
I like that a lot. I think that that's also – I like so under 60.
We sold them. All right. I'm in.
First half
I'm
under, in. Full game under.
Watch,
I'm all good with
40-30 first half.
Yeah, well, come out lighting the place on fire to begin with.
Tom Izzo hit the three. Free ball, the Spartans 8-12 from beyond the arc.
BYU minus 9.5 against Duquesne, 142.5.
They should boat race them, right? They should boat race them.
I don't know. Down Duquesne, the coach who's been there forever, he's been there 24 years.
He's older than dirt.
He's retiring after this.
So
they just announced this on Monday.
Nah, they're gonna put him out.
So he makes the tournament. They haven't made the tournament in 47 years.
Yeah.
And then this coach is gonna retire.
Nah, BYU beats up on mediocre competition. This is a game.
I agree.
They're gonna run
him
out of the gym.
I'd lay the 9.5 with BYU.
Let's take the over then there too. They're probably.
I don't know if I want to do that. I think Duquesne's going to try to slow him down.
Slow it down, a little Ralph Tresvant.
I don't want to root for a total in this game. I'm just going to take BYU.
Cool it now. All right, I like BYU.
Okay,
I love this next game.
You like, 12.5 for Creighton with the one? You like the total in this, 140?
I like
half.
The total, but I'll tell you what, the Zips, I'm willing to take the Zips. I think this could be a bad matchup for Creighton because Akron could score. Akron could score. I'm not buying this Creighton team being the Cinderella darlings. And they might hit a handful of threes. Don't get me wrong. They might shoot 40%, 50% from three. But I think Akron can, too. I'll take the 12.5. You want to give me double digits? I'll take the MAC team, and I'll take the over. I really like Akron. This is one of my better bets.
I just like the over.
So I got you on the over.
I think Creighton will win, but I don't know if I want to lay to 12.5.
I like Akron.
These MAC teams also always, they show
why,
up.
Why?
They what hang around.
They always what? They're blue collar. Give it up for the
MAC. I'm surprised you're actually back because the Akron's, I know it's foot, but really it should go to the whole entire sport.
Carver, you got to go. They're trying to put money in my pocket. I don't let the Terry thing bother me. It's not football. It's basketball. We got to go. This is a very favorable matchup, in my opinion, for the Zips. I like them, and I'm not sold on Creighton. Any team that lives and dies by the three, they could come out shooting, be a little nervous, especially if they show a little bit of amoeba. Show the amoeba defense. Was that
now this next?
Who was
this
that?
Next
Majerus?
One?
Who was that? Who showed the amoeba defense? Was it Tark? Or was it Boeheim? Which one was it? Which guy was the amoeba?
Get that right now.
I think it was Tark. Dad.
Long Beach State and Arizona. 20.5, 161.5. First of all, I love the over. And second of all, I watched Long Beach State in their two or three Big West tournament games. They're a fun team, and I think they're one of the highest paced teams, so they love running up and down. Now, that could be a problem for them with Arizona. But 20.5 is a big number. It's a very big number, Joe.
You
I might go
get
to
me
20
in on
and
the
half.
Over. I just, again, as long I haven't watched much of Long Beach. Are they blue collar? They got any bigs? Or they're just all
sizzling grease.
That's it.
They want to run it.
Sizzle and grease.
Yeah.
You catch a flame, you're cooked. All right. Get me in on the over. The problem I have with Arizona is, again, see, you're right. They struggle zona when they get banged around. Right, like Princeton did, blue collar, right. Slow it down, ugly game. If this is favoring, you said they like to run a lot, you could get me in on the over, but you're right, I'd probably lay it with Zona, but I can't do it. I hate Zona. They're dead to me.
They Finesse. Should be.
Nah, because they cost me money last year. I mean, you know, just bad pick by me. Bad pick. Dead. I got right with San Diego State finally. I got on the right track, but I got out of the gates very slow.
So you're all over Illinois, I guess, minus 11.5.
I love Illinois.
State. You love Illinois.
I do.
That's your team.
You know, but it is. That's the team. Let me see. What's the sizzle here? Stats. Let me just see what the book says, see if I believe them. 51% of the spread money on Illinois. It's good, supposedly. Now, you don't think this next game is a little odd?
Oregon, South Carolina? Yeah. No, I don't. I've seen, I don't. I think Oregon's going to beat them, actually.
Do you? No way. I don't think so. Mm. I think South Carolina wipes
You're
the
saying
floor.
No way. No chance,
no, I've
he
seen
says.
Oregon play total finesse, Glass House City. Glass house. Best thing Oregon's got, and I'm probably going to get ripped by all the Duck football fans, they have a great floor, Oregon. Great floor. I love the way it looks. Eclectic, you know, that's one of the most up-to-date floors in college basketball. It's a little sizzle and ice. I love it. They're going to get smashed by the Gamecocks. Give me a little Space Odyssey 2000. Williams-Brice in that. You know what? Two best bets, South Carolina and Akron.
I'm taking Oregon.
You coming after me?
I am.
Good. You know what? Best bet, South Carolina.
Oregon. Quack, quack,
and
quack.
I'm taking, you know what? I'm taking South Carolina now just as a flyer. I'm sprinkling a little for them to go to the Final Four. Just because out of principle.
Okay,
Hero. Yeah, Hero, I feel it. God, what else?
Okay, Hero.
You and I have been too much in flow. I like when we battle a little bit.
All right. God. I love Nevada against Dayton. Nevada minus 1.5, 136.
Yeah,
and a half.
Well, I told you this. I think Dayton's a sleeping giant. I think they wiped the floor with the Nevada team. I really do. I don't know if they get
the floor with them.
Yeah, they're too blue collar. Nevada's finesse. Dayton's a little blue collar. They've been in some tough games down the stretch. I like Dayton. I think they're a little battle tested. I like that group.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Again, I don't know if I like them enough at 30-1 to win the bracket, but I think they could definitely make the Sweet 16.
You're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
I don't know. I'm just pushing your buttons now.
You're pushing my buttons for no reason.
Kentucky minus the 13.5 against Oakland. 162.5.
I can't take that. We know that
Fire
Kentucky
away.
Can score 100. Now, this might be the game. Remember when you had Kentucky laying 50 against Vandy and they covered?
They didn't cover.
This might be the game. Yeah.
They were 17.5 and they won by 17.
Right. So this might be the game where they put up 100 and Oakland gets 40.
This might be the game.
But you want to alt them?
No, Oakland will score a little bit. Oakland will score a little bit.
You want to take the over?
I would take the over in any Kentucky game.
You think Coach Cal? You think he's like Pop? He coaches him up?
Yeah. I'll tell you the other one I love, too, because we're going to run out of time. We're not going to get – we'll do all the rest of the games tomorrow. I love South Dakota State plus 16.5 against Iowa State. Iowa State's getting all pumped up now. They just beat Houston by 30. That Jackrabbit team can play. I'm taking the 16.5 with South Dakota State.
You like them. It's like almost a FCS play in football. Always bet them in FCS.
They're a good team.
You could get me in on that. I like the under there, 134 and a hook.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, as you like to say, Joe, a blue-collar game. I think that's going to be.
Body English.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe. So, look, tomorrow we're going to go through a lot more of these. You're with me coast to coast, of course. Tuesday and Wednesday also, so we're going to be going wall-to-wall with this stuff. Let me quickly get in for you before we leave. There is a lot of NBA on Tuesday night. Charlotte's in Orlando. Orlando minus 13. Jeez, Charlotte stinks.
Jeez.
Rockets are 7.5-point favorites in Washington. God. The Pelicans are 7-point favorites. I kind of do. The Pelicans are 7-point favorites in Brooklyn against the Nets. The Mavs are minus 8 in San Antonio against the Spurs. Nuggets are minus 4 in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. That's a back-to-back for Minnesota, too. They played, obviously, in Utah on Monday night. Not a great slate, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
Not a great slate, Carver.
We'll be too focused. We'll be focused on Colorado State and Virginia. That'll be the focus. And Wagner. Seahawks. Let's go, baby.
I love the plus 136. Wagner is the sizzle play. And then first round, I'm already locked and loaded. I like Akron in the over. And I love South Carolina. I'm coming after you. I'm coming. I almost went, ooh, shoo, piggy. Because I don't know what is it, a rooster? I'm coming after you with the Gamecocks. Oh, they are going to show out. Minus 1.5, they're going to beat you down. Beat you down to a pulp.
Wow. All right, Joe. Good job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back with you tomorrow on the grid.